Welcome back to the T-Zeta Sci-Chi podcast.
T-Zeta Sci-Chi, huh? The Ziki Thigh. No!
It's Ramsey's.
Malacca!
It's Ramsey's Recaps. The least this... Greek podcast out there.
We are quoting a TikTok that's so important to me.
It's, if you have not seen it, you need to go see it. It's this, what, British guy? This little white boy who is making tzatziki sauce, but he calls it T-Zeta Sci-Chi. Which is just the worst way you could ever say that.
Sorry, I just put food in my mouth. But yeah, I saw T-Zeta Sci-Chi for the first time when it was served to me on my For You page as a stitch.
I've seen the stitch, yes.
With three very Greek men who just, like, stare down the camera for a little bit, and then they start being the most Greek anyone can be, where they're just, like, they're, like, those, like, New York Greek kind of people. Well, they're just, like, you know, the Zeke, and then they all start yelling, like, guys, stupid! Stupid! No! Tzatziki! Tzatziki!
It's crazy. What a crazy way to pronounce that. But yeah, this week we're in California eating Greek food.
So. Yeah, now we're in the part where I need to go to the restaurants. You have your restaurants to go to. Now I have my restaurants to go to.
If they're still open, which last week's was, so you do have homework.
That's true.
Well, we're in your territory, honestly, both in terms of California and also Greek food. So
this place was so like the place I work. It wasn't the place I work, just to be clear, but it was so, it's so like that. Our sort of in-house politics are a little better, but like the family that owns our restaurant isn't in shambles. But yeah, other than that, it's a similar vibe.
So this week, Gordon is at the Greek at the Harbor in Ventura, California. That's where I was born. Fun fact.
Ay.
And the Greek at the Harbor is owned by Mikey and Lynn Mikalatos. They are from Greece. They immigrated. And they have two kids, Eris and what's the daughter's name?
A girl. I don't know.
They really don't. She literally is on camera like three times. She's crying all three times and they don't tell us her name. Like
between you and me, I thought that was a fake cry, but whatever.
You know, TV is TV. But he is they've owned the restaurant since 1994. So also when I was born. Fun fact. I am the Greek at the Harbor restaurant.
I was going to say, I've never seen you and the Greek at the Harbor restaurant in the same place. I've never seen the two of you in the same room.
It's funny because I'm not Greek at all.
I'm like 0.7% Greek.
I like Greek food.
Completely insignificant amount. But, you know, my parents did 23andMe and my mom, who's the whitest person in the universe, was still like... still like you know 1.4% Greek or something, which was insane, which makes me by extension, you know, less than 1% Greek. But boy did I tell my Greek boss, and boy was he excited.
He was like, you are my family now.
Yep.
Wasn't your dad's just like Jewish?
My dad was 100% European Jewish.
Just nothing else.
100%.
It's like, why did he bother even doing it, you know?
The only thing with that is, like, I thought it would break down, like, what part of Europe?
No.
Is the Jewish part?
Nah.
Generically, 100% Ashkenazi Jew.
You know, that's what he is.
Which, like, I can say this because I'm Jewish, because there's, like, you know, the cool hot Jews and then, like, the crusty ones, and we're the crusty ones.
Oh, no.
We're not the hot ones.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Most people are the crusty ones.
I have nothing to say on this.
That's for the best.
As a Gentile, I will not say anything.
I know I always have to say, like, I can say this because I'm Jewish, because I also present very not Jewish. So I have to be like, I promise I can say it. And even then, well, I probably shouldn't say it.
You're half Catholic, which makes you guilty by association. So.
Yeah, it does. It means I have twice the guilt.
Yeah, there you go.
It was called, we used to be called cashews back in the day.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, right.
That's a good name. That's a pretty good name.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is the Greek restaurant, the Greek at the harbor.
Tzatziki, huh?
The hummus. So it's been open since 1984. It was very popular. It's a great location. It's literally like right on the water. It's really beautiful out there. At least the way they presented it in this swinging camera shot.
Yeah.
But Mikey is tired. He's been working nonstop for like 17 years, basically. And because of that, standards have dropped. Customers have stopped coming. And their son, Ares
is the Greek god of war, and it was not that.
Ares.
I think it's E-R-E-S, I think is how you spell it.
This website spells it A-R-I-S.
Ares.
Well, Ares has decided that he wants to help the restaurant, but there's some contention there because he and his parents have not always gotten along in that front, and we'll get to why later. But he's there to try and help. But
I'm sorry,
his dad...
the editing was so good. It kept saying in all of the previews and before every commercial break that there was a dark, mysterious secret. And I was like, yeah. I'm fucking in, baby. I am locked in. I can't wait. I can't wait for the mysterious secret. And the secret's okay. But the secret's like fine.
It's like a predictable secret, you know? Like,
but it did work. The advertising worked if I were watching it in real time and I was skipping through, I'd be like, yeah, I want to see the fucking dark secret.
Oh, we love that 2011 reality TV advertising, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw, so yesterday or like this last week, there was like a bunch of people posting about the episode of Glee where Quinn gets hit by a car because I guess it was like the 10th anniversary of it or what, I don't know, whatever. Like, it was like the day that it had aired. And the like ad for that episode is insane. It makes it look like she dies.
I remember it airing because I remember watching it. Because I used to watch Glee. Actually, for most of the episodes, I watched it in real time.
That's impressive. I was famously not allowed to watch Glee for a while, so.
You were not allowed to watch it?
No, because it had
home wrecking
and gay.
Home wrecking.
Anyways,
we were home wrecked.
I don't know. And then I watched like the first two seasons when it was on like Netflix or some shit back in the day. I don't know how I watched it.
It's unbelievably funny.
But yeah, it's just like that good 2011 Fox TV editing. It's very effective.
Yes.
For the worst reasons. Go listen to TH Glee for all my thoughts on that episode of Glee. Oh my god. That's one of those episodes where I truly had my head in my hands the entire episode.
It's a lot, and you know how they do Proud Mary, which is one of the better Glee covers that Glee has done.
Yeah.
And it's a pity that that's the context.
It's...
because of the rolling on a river.
And then they make Quinn and Artie in their wheelchairs sing I'm Still Standing.
This one's for you, Artie.
I'm still standing.
I remember that.
What are we doing?
Oh my god. That's not the safety dance one, right?
I don't remember. You know, it's called TH Glee because I'm high when we watch it, and I cannot tell you.
The one with Safety Dance, that was the reveal of the century, where you don't know yet that it's a dream sequence, and then he's in the mall, and he's rolling around in his chair, and then he just, like, stands up.
That's right, because it's the flash mob. I think that is that episode, yeah. And then, remember that this is like earlier seasons. They gave him the robot legs.
Yep, I remember that.
Crazy. Glee is, I can't believe Glee and Kitchen Nightmares were airing alongside each other.
Unbelievable.
We love to see it. So Aries has come back to the restaurant after not participating in it for a while, and he wants to help rebuild it and make it better, but his dad is super reluctant to let him be involved in anything, and so he has no idea how to run the kitchen, and he's kind of just like a waiter or a host, I guess. I don't know what he does. So, you know, there's some tension in the family. Gordon arrives, and he's immediately like, wow, this is a great location. A lot of good vibes here. This is, how could you fuck this up? And then he walks inside, and he meets Lynn, Mikey, and Aries. I'm never going to say it right. And you know what? I'm sorry. So the restaurant used to be super profitable, but in the last few years, they haven't made any profits. And they tell Gordon that the more time and money they have dedicated to the restaurant, the more that it has declined. Gordon finds out that Mikey's been working 7 days a week, 14 hours a day, and he's like, you're gonna drop dead if you don't take a break.
Yeah.
Like, truly. And he's not wrong. Like, that's literally, like, how chefs die, is they just have heart attacks from overworking themselves.
Yeah.
And they just, like, drop dead in the middle of a kitchen. Like, you gotta take a break every now and then. At least one day a week to just, like, lay in bed. So, the restaurant is close to closing. Mikey has no plans of handing over the restaurant to his son, even though Aries keeps saying he's committed to the business, but Mikey's like, nah. He doesn't even say anything. He just kind of grumbles every time they bring up why he doesn't want to, like, talk to Aries about, like, handing it over. They all just kind of grumble and then, like, move on to something else. And Gordon's,
like super annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. And Gordon's like, guys, you...
Gordon's like, yeah, you, Gordon's like, what the fuck is this?
And so Gordon's like, okay, I'm going to eat lunch. How do you rate your food? Mikey's like, 10. 10 out of 10. Gordon's like, great. Love to hear it. Gordon meets Dimitri, who is one of the servers. He's been at the restaurant for like 15 years. He's from Sparta. He seems really cool. Yeah. I love all the servers in these episodes because they're always like super fun.
Yeah.
Also because they have like the ability to be very open with Gordon, I feel like, and they're all always like, oh yeah, the problem is the owners.
Yeah.
I wish that you could have ever been on a Kitchen Nightmares episode.
Oh my god, I would love to be. I would be a way better actor than all these bitches.
Gordon Ramsay, I hope someday you hear this podcast and I'm able to be a diner. And maybe, like, one of the fancy ones where they're like, "This, we have a podcaster in the building. There's a VIP.
Yeah. VIP.
We have a VIP. This is the ticket for the VIP table.
That's and then me, he, like, baby.
And then he, like, comes over and he, like, shakes your hand and, like, kisses you on the cheek because he always does that.
Yeah.
Someday. What a... The way that my, like, dreams have shifted.
Right.
It used to just be like, I don't know, I want to be, like, famous and wealthy. And now I'm just like, no, I want to meet Gordon Ramsay and be on Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah.
You know, it's little things. Yeah. So Gordon orders calamari, and then he orders the hot sample platter and the cold sample platter. And then he orders a eggplant moussaka, because he always does. I've never had one. Are they good?
Oh my god, it's so good. You would love it.
Do they always have eggplant? Because eggplant is one of those, like, I don't really like eggplant.
It typically does. Because it's sort of like lasagna, but instead of pasta, the layers are eggplant.
Okay.
They cover it with a lot of really good sauces, like bechamel and some, like, we make a bolognese one. So there's like enough things on it where like the eggplant flavor is not pervasive. Have you ever had like a chicken eggplant parmesan?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that, where, like, the eggplant is there, but it's not, like, you're not, like, being assaulted with the taste of eggplant.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have, like, anything against eggplant. It's just, like, sometimes the texture of it can be very spongy, and it, like...
It is worth going to a restaurant with somebody who loves muska and having, like, a bit of theirs. Like, that's what yeah. you should do.
Next time I visit you, you'll order one, and then I'll eat it.
Yes.
Or you can visit me, because I also... There's... I don't know. There's, like, no Greek food in New York. That's a lie. I live next to all of the Greek food.
Yeah.
So, they get the... He gets the calamari, and then when he orders it, Dimitri is like, the calamari, it can be heaven, or it can be... And then he just points to the ground, and Gordon's like, oh, Jesus, hell. And then... He gets the calamari, and it's, like, greasy and, like, soggy, and it's not good. Then he gets the other food, but he's looking around the dining room, and he's like, the decor is hideous and dated. I think there's, like, murals of, like, grease on the walls. Like, it's very, like, Greek restaurant decorated.
Yeah, everyone was shitting on those murals. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I was like, it's a tourist spot in Ventura, California. I think it's allowed to be a little kitschy, you know?
Yeah, I like the murals. I've been to many restaurants with the murals, and I always like them.
Somebody took a lot of time to make those murals, so. So he gets the, he also hated the disco balls. And I was like, there's a dance floor. What? Get over it.
Yeah.
Like, it's also obviously used as, like, an event space. There's a very clear DJ setup, dance floor area. Like, they very clearly rent this place out for, like, weddings and shit, probably.
Yeah.
So, Gordon also hates the tablecloths, and he, like, lifts them up, and he's like, the tables underneath are beautiful. Why are we covering them up? And I'm like, get over it. I'm just like, whatever, Gordon. Like,
yeah.
It's a tablecloth. He gets the hummus, and he drinks it with a straw.
The hummus? I had such a visceral reaction to this.
It looked like sourdough starter.
It was somehow, you know, sippable through a straw and yet also chunky. I guess it was, like, separated is how that would work.
It looked like it was bubbly, too. Like, it was, yeah, like, it looked fermented weird. Rank.
It looked bad.
Then he gets these Sorry. Meatballs that are cold in the middle, and then he gets these falafel that is flat, and then he gets the moussaka, and it's disgusting. And so he just demands that all of the chefs come out to the dance floor. He literally says, I demand the chefs come to the dance floor.
There's a murder on the dance floor.
I had that song stuck in my head the rest of the episode.
Better not kill the groove.
DJ! Toothless, please stop meowing. I'm recording a podcast. Thank you.
He doesn't have to stop meowing because I am sneezing up a fucking storm.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't hear? Oh my god, I just, no. Like, you know when you sneeze so hard that, like, some of your brain comes out?
Discord must have taken that away from me.
Where it, like, lodges your brain loose a little bit.
Yeah, I'm familiar. My dad sneezes really hard like that, and if he does it while he's driving, we all have a little moment of, please don't kill us.
Yeah.
So, you know. So, the kitchen staff don't love the food either. The, like, head chef guy, I don't remember his name, but he's super chill and cool, and he's just like, nah, I don't like it. I don't like the way we do things. We just, like... pre-make shit, and then it sits, and then it's not good anymore.
Yeah.
But Mikey is still convinced that it's good. He's still convinced that he's correct and that everyone else is wrong. And so Gordon's like, all right, fine. I'll see you at dinner service. So then we get to dinner service, and he immediately starts with a kitchen inspection. And it's not like it's gross in the kitchen. He's just, like, observing how they have these, like, batches of things already made. And he's like, it's like a cafeteria setup where you're just spooning things on a plate and then sending it.
And that's, and so there's not Greek at all.
No. Like, everything, nothing is, like, freshly made to order. And that's, you know, a big issue when you're a Greek restaurant on the water. Like, you gotta have things be fresh. He tells them many times that what they're doing is an embarrassment to Greece. And many times Mikey responds with, "My food is better than the food in Greece." He says that people have gone to Greece and come back and told him that his food is better. Which is kind of insane. But, like, I give him some credit because he's from Greece, and I'm sure at one point his food was really, really good. Like, his restaurant was successful for a long time. But, yeah, like, clearly it's not that way right now.
I have, like, a weird take on this, which is, like, I would never, like, actually go on record and say that, you know, if there's, you know, a Greek restaurant and the owner is Greek and they, like, that they could make food better than they make it in Greece. I would never actually say that. But sometimes I feel like when it's, like, that specific scenario where it is an immigrant coming over to, like, bring, you know, their people's food to the American people, they work extra hard to, like, because there's, like, pressure for it to be that good.
Yeah.
So sometimes it is, you know? It's like, you know, you could go to anywhere else and get, like, a delicious burger. It's going to be better than the burger I make, you know? Because, like, I'm just a guy, you know? I'm just a little guy. Versus, you know, someone that traveled a long way and has a budget specifically to make the food that they love the most, you know? So sometimes I'm like, I could see it, you know? It means that all of this to say that the food should be better than how he's making it. But there is a universe where it might have actually been, you know, when he said it's better than the food in Greece. Might have been better than his, you know, dad's, you know, hummus that he mashed together really quick when they were out of garlic, you know? As a tangent, well, I think it doesn't really matter, but this is how I feel.
No, but I also think there's the point of, like, I'm sure maybe when they first opened, it might have been, like, on par or better than food people have had in Greece, because he was, like, passionate and energetic and was running everything correctly, and he wasn't fighting with his son all the time, you know? Like, I think there's a world in which that was true at one point, and that it is just no longer true in this moment. You know?
Yeah.
Gordon meets the owner's daughter, Marika? Marika? Marika. Don't know how to say that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Greek names I have struggled with so hard, and that's me. That's my dumb mouth. I'm so sorry.
I'm not any better. Like, I'm laughing as if I have a better way to say it, but I don't.
They're hard sometimes. The Greek last names can be so difficult to pronounce for my dumb American mouth. So their daughter works in the kitchen. She kind of runs food, and I don't really know what she does. She's like a waiter too. Food goes out really quickly, but customers don't really like it because it's like not that good and like overcooked. Some of it's like overcooked from being like sitting in a hot pan and then being reheated who knows how many times, and some of it is like just greasy, and so there's also raw food. People send back cold food, and then everything just gets thrown away, and Gordon's like, there goes all your money. And so Gordon tries to speak to Eris, and Eris tells him that Eris tells Gordon that his father is tired, but he won't let the restaurant go. And so Eris tries to jump in, but Mikey is just like, go dance. And so Eris is like, fine, I'll go dance. And so the music starts up, and Gordon goes, what's happening?
I had an out-of-body experience watching all, like, this sequence of events.
I can't wait for you to see the next time there's a belly dancing happening on a restaurant. That's not for, like, another season.
Does Greece do belly dancing?
I don't know. But they have a belly dancer, and she's like belly dancing. But while she's belly dancing, Eris is also dancing. And then at one point, he bites a table and is dancing with a table in his mouth, like spinning it around. And then they put smaller tables on top of the table in his mouth, and he's just like walking around with a bunch of tables in his mouth.
Courtney, when I say I went back and watched it again.
And Gordon is watching it, and he and they put in a like sound effect when he bites down on and Gordon is watching it like mouth agape, just like, what the fuck is happening?
What did he said? He said, like, I'm glad something here is edible. He said some quip that like made me laugh out loud. I did like an audible like ha like I like cackled about it.
Oh my God, it was insane. And I don't know. I guess it's just supposed to keep them entertained when like everyone's mad about the food, so go dance and make them happy.
I'm Googling Greek table dance.
I know that the plate smashing, and he kept going oppa. He kept saying oppa. And then everyone was like clapping, but they were all clapping offbeat, and it was really annoying.
Because Gordon was like, what the hell is everyone clapping about?
Oh my God, it was crazy. So Gordon.
I'm desperately, I Googled it. Traditional Greek table dance.
Is it real?
Zybekiko? Zybekiko. Zybekiko. Is
Sure.
a Greek folk dance.
With
It's fucking
tables?
metal, dude. I went back and I watched it again. I was like, that's kind of fucking rad.
I mean, it is impressive. It's just like very like unexpected.
It is like, I would like to know if the restaurant advertises that they do that at all. If one of their selling points is like, you know, like Rainforest Cafe, every 15 minutes we bring someone out and there's like an interactive
Oh my God. The monkeys start dancing.
I can't believe I was able to work Rainforest Cafe into this.
Did you see the Empire State Building's April Fool's Day post?
I did.
I was like, that's like honestly so rude because I know people would unironically pay a lot of money to go there.
I'm one of them. I'm one of those people. I'm
I
sure
know
we've
you
spoken
are.
on this podcast before about how the Rainforest Cafe is my favorite restaurant. It started as a joke and now it's real. But
That's me with
so
Margaritaville.
my TikTok for You page right now, this is absurd that this is like an interest that I have. But so since I go to Disneyland a lot, Downtown Disney is like closing down a lot of restaurants and putting in a lot of new ones. There's a lot of turnover happening right now. And they've been very like secretive about what's going where, and none of it is that interesting. Like it's a lot of like normal things that are moving in, but they've just sort of announced it. And I'm watching a lot of like Disney adult TikToks that talk about what's going in, and all of the comments are always like, "We'll never forgive you for taking out the Rainforest Cafe."
Oh no.
All of this new stuff, and none of it is the return of the Rainforest Cafe. So I don't care. I was like, "Sam, that's me. That's how I feel."
Look, we were an ESPN Zone family. I'm sorry.
I would like to say we were a Rainforest Cafe family, but I was the only one. I would beg my parents to go, and they'd be like, okay. And then we would go at the only time we could get a reservation, which is at like 3 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Oh no. Yeah,
And
my.
I could feel the rest of my family hating it, and I'd be like, I don't care. This is for me.
My brother was really scared of monkeys as a kid.
Oh yeah,
So,
that's not the place to go.
yeah, we wouldn't go there because he didn't like it.
Well, so Michael, our friend Michael, who the podcast doesn't know, but Courtney knows Michael.
I'm
I believe
familiar with his
it's,
work.
you know, you might have actually said this now that I think about it. I can't remember who said it, but the Tracy the tree, the horrifying animatronic tree that's like around that says creepy things. I showed that to somebody and someone was like, that tree looks like they're gonna hate crime me. And I think about that a lot. I think that's probably true. Did you say that? Was that something you
That was
said?
not me. That was Michael for sure.
It feels like something you would also say.
I'm sure I would have if you had said, like, shown that to me, but I have admittedly only gone to the Rainforest Cafe once in my life, and the server thought I was fully 21 and I was fully 17.
It hits way different when you're a consenting adult, let me tell you.
Oh,
I when you're an adult that chose to go there, it's different.
I would for sure get drunk off of overpriced drinks in a Rainforest Cafe now, like, as an adult.
Yes. I did it. The last time I went to one was a really long time ago. I was with my friend in Disney World, actually, and we had, like, a half day before we had to go to the airport. And we were like, what do we do with a half day? We don't have Disney tickets. We've used all of those. What can we do? So we fucked around Disney Springs and got fucking trashed at Rainforest Cafe right before we had to go to the airport.
Hell yeah, dude.
And they're the kind of drinks where you're hungover before you're drunk.
Oh, yeah, because it's all rum and sugar drinks.
Yeah.
It's just all blended, like, fruit smoothie drinks.
And now I have all of those souvenir cups because in 2017 I went, I'm going to make sure I use these cups every day to make the money worth it. And I do.
It's that in your witch cup.
Oh, my God, my ride or die witch cup. I use that cup every day. I still do. I wash it all the time.
So after dinner service, Gordon says that the food is bad, and Mikey gets really sad, and so he leaves. And then Gordon goes and talks to him, and he's trying to figure out the source of the tension between him and Aeris, but nobody will tell him anything. He's just like, why won't anyone fucking tell me anything? And so the next day he comes in and he sits down with Lynn, wife and mom, and is like, you're going to tell me what the fuck is going on.
Before you say that, was this, like, the sequence before where, Gordon was with Mikey, like, in an alley, and he was like, tell me what's happening, and Mikey's like, I don't know, and Gordon's like, yes, you do, you fucking liar.
Well, and then he goes to Aeris, and he's like, go talk to your dad, and Aeris goes and talks to his dad, and it's just two awkward men grumbling at each other, and then going, all right, let's... Tomorrow's another day.
That's exactly what it is.
It's just like awkward pat on the back. Are you winning, son, kind of moment.
That was just precisely what it was. Not a single thing got done in that talk.
No. Nobody grew.
No one, yeah, nothing happened.
So he talks to Lynn, and Lynn tells him how after Aeris graduated college, he threw a big party in the restaurant, and in the middle of the party he, like, announced to all of his friends that he was never going to, like, run a restaurant and be lame like his parents, because he didn't want to have like a horrible life. And so
I think what he said was, what she said that he said was, that I'm gonna finally make something of myself, I'm not working at the restaurant. Which is tough.
Yeah, he says he would rather make something of his life than work in the restaurant.
This was when I texted you, because I had been sort of on Team Aeris prior to this.
Yeah.
And then I heard this and I was like, oh, buddy. Okay, so when we had the talking heads where they said that Aeris wasn't, like, committed, that's actually where they got that idea, was because he said it.
Yeah, and so Gordon is like, okay, this makes really much more fucking sense as to why Mikey is like, I don't want Aeris running this restaurant.
Yeah, because, like, Aeris said he didn't want to and that it was embarrassing to do it.
Yeah, like, he literally told Gordon when he first arrived, like, Mikey told Gordon, I don't want to give Aeris the restaurant. He doesn't want it. He doesn't deserve it. Like, those kind of vibes. And Aeris is like, but daddy, please.
Yeah, which, like, you're allowed to change your mind, but yeah, there was a conversation that needed to happen there before he changed his mind.
Yeah, like, you can't just, like, change your mind without telling them and enter back into the restaurant, like, arms open and be like, that. Mommy, daddy, I have returned to be your restaurant boy. Like, I'm ready to take over.
I've returned to save the day. Why won't you accept my help? I'm like, because you said that you hated it.
Yeah, so Gordon, this is also when Gordon flips, and he's just like, all right, fuck Eris. Like, truly. And so he waits for Mikey and Eris to come in, and they all three sit down. And Gordon's like, so what the fuck did you say to your parents about their restaurant during your graduation party a few years ago? And Eris is just like, it's not like that. Like, meh. He tries to deflect. And Gordon is like, bitch, no. Like, he's like, no. You fucked up. You shat all over your... He literally says you shat all over your parents. And now you need to apologize and prove that you actually do want this. And that this is something you're committed to. Because otherwise, you don't get it.
Yeah.
And so, Gordon leaves. And Eris apologizes. Kind of. I don't know. I had mixed feelings about this apology, but he does say the words, I sincerely apologize.
Yeah, and that was good enough
for me.
They all cry,
and they have a moment, and then Gordon comes back, and he's like, great, I'm gonna handcuff you two together now.
Yeah.
So he puts handcuffs on Mikey and Eris, and tells them to go cook a dish together, and so they go back into the kitchen, and... Mikey teaches his son how to cook a pasta dish, and then they bring it back out to Gordon, and then they're like, yeah, that was fun. We had fun in the kitchen together for once. They literally made, like, penne pasta with, like, tomato sauce.
Yeah.
It's like, wasn't... I guess they had, like, 15 minutes to cook something, so pasta it is. But, yeah, now they're working together. Gordon is still, like... iffy on him, but is like, this is a step forward, so we're gonna go ahead and redo that restaurant.
Do that restaurant.
The design team comes in and they make it over. They bring everyone in the next morning to show them the Greek themed restaurant. They painted it blue and white. That's new Greek theme. It does look very nice. It does look very contemporary. They painted, like, Greek flag on the wall. They sanded down the tables and made them look weathered in, like, a cute way. So, all in all, very cute design. I miss the mural a little bit, but, like, whatever.
Yeah.
They also got rid of the disco balls, so there's that, I guess. Mikey hugs Gordon, and Gordon's like, oh my god. You hugged me.
Yeah.
Very sweet. We've finally broken down this tough man's exterior.
Yeah.
And then they reveal the new...
He's so Greek.
It's just so very, like, European man to be like, I will never show you my feelings.
Yeah, to, like, never show your emotions, but also to be, like, loud and, like... Yeah, and, like, still, like, loud and boisterous, you know, where, like...
Yeah.
Not to, like, words. Because I work at a Greek restaurant, we do often get a lot of, like, huge Greek families that come in. And it's always, like, a time. Because, like, if they don't like it, they will tell you. If there's something that can be better, they will tell you. But if they love it, they will tell you. So it's like, you know, an hour and a half of the most you've ever done in your life, because, like, in my, not to generalize too much, but, like, in my experience, they always, like, they kind of run you. There's never a lot of, like, planning ahead. We just, like, oh, we all order everything, you know, that you're, they run you, you're always bringing things over. But then at the end, they'll be like, oh my goodness, you were amazing, you were so good, we're gonna tell everybody how amazing you were, we're gonna come back all the time, and then they tip super high. It's just like, emotions are always at the most. Yeah. Well, it's not like they're emotions, you know, it's not like therapy emotions, but the energy is the highest it can be at all times.
Yeah.
That's my experience.
Sounds fun, though. Except when it's not, I guess. So, relaunch night is upon us, and Arius is going to be expediting, and Mikey is just going to be watching, and Gordon is also watching. And this is Eris's first time ever expediting, which is insane to just throw him in right away. But, you know, gotta learn somehow, I guess. And so they start well, and food is flying out the window. People are getting their appetizers. And then Gordon starts giving him some feedback because there's some rushing happening and the undercooked fish almost goes out. And then Eris is just kind of slacking a little bit and sending stuff when it's not ready. And then Gordon's like, no, 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 no. And Eris is like, all right, everyone slow down, get it together, blah, blah, blah. And then they're fine. And then everything, and then everything's fine. And then Mikey's like, oh my God, he did it. And then the episode ends and Gordon's like, oh my God, you did it. And now you're gonna take over the restaurant someday, hopefully. The end. That's the episode. It's a very straightforward episode, honestly.
Yeah, you know, it was an episode that I enjoyed a lot. I do wish they had kept the mural. I was, when I was watching the remodel, I was like, ooh, I love the blue chair. Sorry, I know the remodel happened a while ago, but I'm talking about it now. I liked the blue, because normally when they remodel, I don't notice, and I don't care. I missed the mural. I really did, because I'm that bitch. I'm a Rainforest Cafe loving bitch, as we all know. But when they said it was, hold on, Khaleesi, stop. Stop that. Sorry, I got to tell my dog to stop looking because she's here. She's right over there and she's alive. She's doing okay. I got why Gordon was like, you don't need a mural when actually the literal ocean is right there. And I was like,
yeah,
I get it. But Ventura is not the beautiful sands of Santorini, you know? It is not the same.
Yeah, Ventura is not Santa Monica, you know? Like,
yes.
It's fine. Well, do you want to know what happened next?
Yes, I do.
They are still open.
Shut the fuck up. I love that for them.
So at the end of the episode, they say that Eris is continuing to lead the kitchen, Mikey's considering retiring finally, and everyone's having a great time. They are still open. Their Facebook page shows regular specials, events, and new menu items. Yelp reviews are mostly positive. They have a website, and yeah, reviews from regulars shortly after the show film didn't like all of Gordon's menu changes, but like, who cares, because they're still open. So I'm gonna go to their website. Oh, their That's website amazing. Is not there.
Oh.
Never mind. Let me double check to make sure they're actually still open. I think their website is just down. I don't want to log into Facebook. I just want to see their Facebook page. Stop it. Yeah, they posted an hour ago, so, you know, they're still open.
That's amazing. I love that for them. I love that, like, Eris stepped up. I love all of this. This is amazing. I'm going to add it to my road trip list.
Yeah, so you got to go to Anaheim for Luigi's and Ventura for the Greek at the Harbor. And, yeah. But, yeah, congrats to them. That's the second one we've had still be open, which is crazy because these episodes are 13 years old. So good for them for being.
Yeah, that's amazing.
They survived COVID. Like, good for them, honestly.
That's really good.
I hope they're all thriving. I hope Mikey got to retire and is living his best life. I hope he's chilling in Greece.
God, I hope so, too.
To chill in Greece for the rest of my life.
To chill in Greece. I've always wanted to go to Greece, but it's such a long flight to get there. The travel there is so hard.
Yeah, but, you know, it's probably worth it to go have your Mamma Mia experience.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, one of the beautiful islands so you could Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
I would want to go Mamma Mia, but then I would want to go to Athens and look at, like, where they did all of the theater and, like, look at all the gods and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I would for sure want to, like, split my time between, like, fun, stupid, like, small town touristy beachy stuff, and then also like show me the history of ancient Greece.
Yeah, I would be like, put me on the most remote island you have, and then put me in the most populated place possible. I want nothing in between.
Yeah. Does Greece have a cat island? I feel like they do. I know Japan does. I know Turkey is really big on cats, just like chilling everywhere.
I feel like Greece might also be that way.
I think they are too, because I know they in Turkey at least they treat cats not as though they are pets, but as they are just like other beings living next to them. So they just like chill everywhere.
That's amazing.
I love it.
A few years ago, when our bartender got married, he went on his honeymoon in Greece, and he had, you know, like booked hotels and stuff because it was his honeymoon. And my boss, who's extremely Greek, like caught wind of it and was like, no, you're cancel the hotel. Stay with my mother. You can stay with my mother. She will take care of you. She will feed you. Don't pay for that. And he was like, I'm going to pay to stay in a hotel for my honeymoon with my wife.
No offense to your mom, but I don't want to, like, bang my wife next to you.
I don't want to be a newlywed in your mom's living room.
And have her just being, like, I don't know. I don't even know. Like, would they even be, well, does she speak English?
Like, not really.
So they won't even be able to communicate with her.
But it was, like, a conversation that happened more than once. Where they were like, bartender, don't, you're wasting your money on all of that touristy stuff. Just go stay with my mother, who lives in a suburb of Athens. You'll be okay.
No, you can't just do that. You can't just go stay with your boss's mom.
Bartender was like,
Greece.
It's not that.
Like, if I was solo traveling alone and somebody said that, I would be like, hell yeah, dudes. Yeah. I will go stay with your mom. But
your honeymoon.
Not for my honeymoon. Oh my god.
Like, yeah,
so
she'll
funny.
Show you around. You don't need to do any of, like, the... Don't book any tours. My mother will take you. And his mother, who's easily in her 90s.
I was like, she must be ancient, right? Like, no offense, but...
Easily in her 90s.
I know he's no spring chicken, so like... Imagine you're in Greece with your new wife and you have an old Greek lady trying to show you around. And you're like, we just want to go to the beach. Oh man, that would kill me. So did he do it? Did he...
No, he did not stay with his mom.
Damn. I feel like if he had said yes to that, that would be like a Reddit story situation where it'd be like, am I the asshole for canceling my hotels and agreeing to stay with my boss's mom in Greece for my honeymoon?
Or am I the asshole for denying my boss's mother the chance to host me?
Either way works. Well, what a fun episode. You have a lot of homework to do now, so.
I can't wait.
This summer is going to be the summer that I go to all of the ones in New York and you go to all the ones in California. Granted, you have a lot more ways to go, but, you know, you have a car, so you'll be fine.
I can't think of any other reason why I would be in Ventura. I'll find something. I'll find a reason. I'll find a friend and a reason.
How far is Ventura from San Diego? I know it's north of LA.
2.5-3 hours.
That's not too bad. You can make like a fun like day trip, go up the coastal highway.
Yeah, especially if like, because there were some places in Santa Barbara, right? Like we could just straight shot it, you know?
Yeah, because Luigi's is in Anaheim and there was nothing from the new season in California, but maybe the next new season they'll be in California. One can only hope. So but yeah, that was the Greek at the Harbor. I really want a gyro now and some tzatziki to zaikai. So.
Tzatziki to zaikai, huh?
I really love the
zaikai.
I can never say it right. The tiro kaftiri. Yeah, I love that shit. It's so good.
That shit's fucking amazing.
Put that on my gyro. I love it. With french fries.
Yeah.
Love it. I'm making myself hungry. I already ordered food today, so I should cook.
I mean, I won't tell.
I have lasagna in my fridge I need to eat. So I should do that. But it's okay. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode of Ramsey's Recaps. If you like this episode, rate us 5 stars. You can do that on Spotify now. Somebody rated us not 5 stars, and so we have a 4.8 rating on Spotify, and I'm really
who
upset
the fuck
by
did
it.
That? Let me find them. Let me.
I don't
find
know.
Them. Let me add them. Did they leave a review?
I think it's somebody. I know somebody on Apple Podcasts said this, but they don't like when we go on tangents too much and like talk to each other like we're friends. And I'm like, that's just
simply your
problem.
Not gonna change. I couldn't.
Sorry.
Even if I tried, I couldn't. I would not be able to eliminate that part.
The ADHD is real, okay? And I will not apologize for having conversations with my friend who lives very far away from me.
Look, I simply like the sound of my own voice too much. I can't change that about me.
I love that I'm like, I just want to talk to my friend, and you're like, I love hearing myself talk.
Oh my god, where can I find our reviews?
If we are not the Liz Lemon and Jenna Maroney in real life.
I've never resonated. It's tricky because there is a part of me that is Liz Lemon and there is a part of me that is Jenna Maroney. But I do think in the context of you and me, yes, I am the Jenna Maroney.
Yeah. I'm surrounded by Jenna Maroney.
I just rated us 5 stars, so that should help.
Hell yeah, dude. Go rate us 5 stars. Follow us on Instagram at Ramsey's Recaps. Follow me on Instagram at Courtney Sile. That's my name. Don't wear it out. Follow Alana somewhere. TikTok, probably.
You can follow. Thanks. thanks for the plug.
Don't you have enough followers?
Never enough. No. You can follow me really anywhere you want at Alana Fine Woman. TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitch. That's the order. That's the order in which you should follow me.
Yeah, go find her on TikTok before it gets banned.
Yeah, I'm
not,
very nervous.
Not
about
her,
that
but just TikTok in general.
Yeah. Well, my days are often numbered.
Well, the shadow bans are happening, so. Banished to the shadow realms. And you can go